This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, at Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also, our good friends at Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky. And hey, how could we not forget our really good friends down at 98.5 K-Fox at South Bay's Classic Rock in San Jose, California. Enjoy the Men's Room Red we sent you. Enjoy the black, and we're looking forward to this.
Beer
coming our way as well. So thanks, guys, and thanks, Brian. We appreciate it. Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Olo, we got Big Dummy on tap for you today. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has 10 traditional Christmas foods from around the world. We'll do another round of No S Sherlock, and of course, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Now, if you're just joining us, we have Wiley on the line. He is a contestant playing for Team Sober. Wiley normally does pretty well. He's had some good guesses, but he's now working on question number 11. By the way, if you'd like to see or hear how bad it really was, just download the Men's Room app. You can listen to the show anywhere, anytime. Catch the hour before this if you're just joining us, and check it out. Wiley has been just miserable.
You doing all right there, Wiley?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Don't feel so bad.
Although you guys for this long, though.
I got to tell you this. During the station identification there, our boss came down and explained, you've been on the phone for so long, HR is going to have you fill out a tax return because you've officially become an employee.
Oh, okay, that works. I can moonlight.
Okay. All right, here is your question. A male horse is known as a colt until what age?
Three.
That was my guess.
Me too. Is it two?
I feel like everything's two and three, right? A mare becomes something else and two, blah, blah, blah.
One,
three.
Five. All right.
Yeah. Who the hell knew? So technically,
kindergarten.
The Indianapolis Colts are breaking child labor laws, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm getting from them. Same thing with the Cubs, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just have giant children in Indianapolis.
Big old. They might, man.
Neckbeards.
Look, dude, if the dish you are known for is shrimp cocktail and you are nowhere near anywhere that produces shrimp, I think there might be something wrong with your children.
I see the future rising.
All right, your question. Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Oh,
That's right, the guy responsible
for the Francis Scott Key Mall in lovely Frederick, Maryland, also wrote the Star-Spangled Banner.
I never knew that. I thought he was just
the
mall guy.
Francis Key Highway and all that stuff. Yeah, man, he did a hell of a lot more than just write that, too. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Colin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Colin, you playing for Team Sober or Not Sober?
I actually had a lager a little bit ago, so I'm going to be playing for Team Not Sober today.
What kind of delicious lager did you enjoy?
I actually had a Sierra Nevada Summerfest on the fridge, so score.
A beer. I thought he was having sex with the lumberjack. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had a lager a little while ago.
Yeah. Because wearing a flannel and everything.
Let's a man know he's alive.
It's like my fantasy. Men's room poll there, Colin. Pick one. You got to have it for the rest of your life. Will it be an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
You know, just because it would have such interesting stories behind it, I'd go for the eye patch, be that guy in the bar like, nobody messes with him.
Listen.
Yeah.
Any one of these is going to have an interesting story. I just feel like the eye patch is the most, well, maybe not dentures because you don't know, but a peg leg? A dude's got a peg leg.
Dentures are like colostomy bag, like, again.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, you just feel bad for that person. Like, oh, that sucks. Whereas, like, the eye patch and the peg leg, you're kind of like, he could be dangerous.
Or he's really not dangerous at all.
Yeah.
One of those two. All right. Oh, by the way, some comments came in. We're talking about, you know, the men's room poll. These are your choices. The guy says, LOL, guys. Ironically, one of my best friends lost all of his teeth, has a colostomy bag, and lost his left leg in an IED in Afghanistan back in 2009.
Jesus.
So let's see. He has the dentures. He has the colostomy bag. He has the peg. Christ almighty. He swung for the fences. Then someone says, I lost my right eye, so I had to wear a patch. I have no teeth. Tweaker in my 20s. Neither is a big deal. So they're toothless down to one eye. They're like, meh.
Eye patch running away with it on Twitter.
Oh, I can believe that, man.
70%.
What station are we on in Reno? All right, here is your question.
All right.
In Australian slang, what kind of food is called a mystery bag?
A mystery bag.
A mystery bag. A hell of a salesman.
I know this is probably wrong, but I'm going to just go hamburger.
You're sort of tracking in the right direction.
A mystery bag.
This one I managed to guess right. What is one style of food in the States where everyone claims they have no idea what's in it, but they like it?
Hot dogs?
Sausage.
Oh.
Which a hot dog is a sausage.
Okay. That makes
sense. A mystery bag in Australia is a sausage.
I thought they were snacks.
Oh, that makes sense, too.
Yes, it does. That's what I mean. No one knows what hell's in it. All right, your next question. What prominent facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
A nose.
Mouth?
Mouth. Oh. Her mouth.
And I knew that, too.
Why?
Obviously you knew that. That's why you said nose.
Yeah.
That's why people say, what's your name? I say, my name's Eddie. Says, hey, your name's Steve. I knew that. All right, your question. What fashion brand was founded by Gwen Stefani?
Oh, I should know this one.
Why?
Actually, you know what? I have no clue. I'm going to pass. I have no clue.
I would say the B-A-N-A-N-A Republic.
No, but Lamb. L-A-M-B. Yeah, rings no bells here either. But then again, she probably does not design clothes for me.
Kind of weird now because she's with Blake Shelton and he'd probably shoot a sheep.
Oh, absolutely.
Seems like a hunting type of dude.
Absolutely, man. Maybe she should come up with lamb hunting wear.
Yeah.
All right, Colin, you're on question number four.
Colin, okay. I have the feeling that you're going to know the answer to this. What are the names of the main characters from the Twilight book series?
I know the answer, but I'm ashamed.
Don't be. I was happy that I forgot.
How many are there?
Two. Just the two main characters.
I just remember because you had to be team somebody or team the other.
Well, no. Team one of these people, and then the other one is the woman who had to decide whether necrophiliac and wanted the cold penis of a vampire, or if she's into bestiality and wanted the fuzzy caterpillar penis of a werewolf. Because there's nothing wrong with her at all.
I thought we were talking about the two dudes.
Nope.
Oh. Okay, so the main characters, that's just Bella and Edward, isn't it?
All right, Colin. Nice work.
All right,
there.
Woo.
Okay. Glad you knew that.
Yeah.
It's occupying brain space in your head.
You guys ever been out there?
Oh, where?
At like, Forks?
Oh, Forks?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It is mossy, and I rented a cabin out there, and we watched
was
that.
Was it a mossy cottage?
It was a mossy cabin. It's spooky.
Oh, yeah, it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dark, misty, mossy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the perilous for vampires and werewolves.
You're in a tropical rainforest, essentially.
No, not tropical.
Temperate.
Rainforest.
That's correct.
You fool. Game is big dummy. 844-999 Ola.
What time of the year were you there where it's tropical?
Tropical.
I've been in so many rainforests, I can't keep track.
You know. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Kevin, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Kevin, our men's room poll, pick one. Will it be an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or going toothless?
Eye patch.
Eye patch. Man, I didn't think eye patch would get this many votes.
Are you kidding?
No. I really didn't.
A peg leg just seems remarkable.
I figured people would be on team colostomy bag.
No. Can't hug anybody.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sit next to you on the imagine. All right, so you get on the plane. You never know who's going to sit next to you. And if you're like anyone on a plane, you judge every person walking on a plane, either hoping they do or do not sit next to you.
Right.
So, first guy walks on, got dentures, no big deal. Who cares, right? Who cares?
Did you also fart in the bag?
I don't know. I think maybe still just fart.
Okay.
I don't know. Or maybe just fart uncontrollably. I don't know. All right. So, then someone gets on. They have an eye patch. All right. You kind of hope maybe they do sit next to you. You're going to have an interesting story. Guy with the peg leg, you're like, that's weird, but we're not going to fight for leg space. Dude with a colostomy bag, you're like, oh my God, please, please tell me I don't have to sit next to this guy, right?
Especially when it feels
air
like
pressure changes. Right, you're watching the bag fill up. He doesn't know. Oh my God. All right, here is your question. Aurora Borealis, that's the Latin name for northern lights. The Latin name for southern lights is Aurora what?
Do not know. Pass.
You got it?
No.
Aurora Australis.
Australis.
Aurora. Australian for light and sky.
You ever know a girl named Aurora?
Sure.
Yeah. Did you meet her at a festival?
I wouldn't say yeah. She was like six when I knew her.
Oh,
so,
dang.
But
my bad.
No, I feel you. We met different Auroras, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. But to me, she has that one name that Scooby-Doo could always say. Aurora? Like, it's the perfect name for a speaking dog. All right, what city was Jerry Springer the mayor of from 1977 to 1978?
Mm. Oh, my God.
They have chili made with chocolate.
Is it Chicago?
Oh, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Home of the Bengals.
They wouldn't read that. All right. What is the only Disney princess that has a child?
Disney princess with a child.
And I only saw, if this is the right chick, crap, I always get them mixed up. Anyway, my daughter watched one of these goddamn movies within the last few months. It was a very popular movie when it came out. I never saw it. I'm glad I didn't. Anyway, I watched it with her. In my understanding, at least they said in this movie that she was 16 at the time.
They put that in the movie?
As she was speaking with her father about some issues, he pointed out that no 16-year-old daughter of his, blah, blah, blah.
Is it Brave, right?
Who?
Brave? That's,
nope.
Moana?
No, not Moana. Moana adopts. She's waiting for the right guy, Ted. It was very clear in the directions cut.
No idea.
Ariel.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Mm. From under the sea. Little Mermaid. Yeah,
apparently she was under the D. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gingers.
Soulless and easy.
Kevin, hang on there. We'll get to you in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. More of Big Dummy coming up. Kevin working on question number four. If you would like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitch, Ola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has 10 traditional delicious Christmas foods from around the world. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We have Kevin on the line. Kevin is playing for Team Sober, working on question number four.
Welcome back to the program, Kevin.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, here is your question. What was the name of the college in Animal House? Mm-hmm.
College Animal
House. Either of you guys remember?
I remember that. Obviously, Jim Belushi had that iconic college.
Right, that's it.
I don't remember. I don't know.
What's it start with?
Starts with the letter F.
It's like Fairwood or Fairview.
Faber College.
Oh, Faber. I have heard of that. Okay.
All right, your song. The Alan Parsons Project. They wrote an instrumental song called Serious. What NBA team takes the floor to the song Serious? You know the song.
It's iconic.
Right. They use it in commercials. Anytime they want to indicate to you that it might be about the NBA, this is the tune they play.
Would it be the Bulls? Chicago.
Nice. Nailed it.
Okay, Kevin. Nice job. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Well, before we get there, you're going to ask them the poll question, of course.
Uh-huh.
You know, would they rather have, what is it, the eye patch?
Colostomy bag, pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
All right, well, some people from the colostomy bag world are chiming in. This one I'll share with you, Miles. It says, I used to have to change my grandfather's colostomy bag. You have no control over when you poop or fart when it happens in the bag. My grandfather's colon was removed in his butthole plus 6 inches of his colon. The nurse wheeled it into me on a tray covered with a sheet, whipped the sheet off like she was presenting creme brulee. That's such a
butt roast.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Jody.
All right, there, Alex. You're playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Team Sober.
All right. What's your choice here on our men's room poll? Are you going to take the eye patch, the colostomy bag, the pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
Man, I'm going with the peg leg because stubbing your toe hurts like a mother.
You know what, man? I am thinking more about the pirate peg leg simply because I think it would be more of a conversation piece.
It's certainly a conversation piece. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
It's true.
Because I feel like it's different. If somebody has, like the replacements they have now, right? So, oh man, they have a replacement limb. You don't necessarily feel compelled to ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with a peg leg, it's not so much like what happened to your limb. It's like, why do you have a peg leg with all the other options?
Right.
All right, here's a question. Multiple choice. What is the only snake in the world that builds a nest for its eggs? Pythons, king cobras, rattlesnakes, or boa constrictors?
Python.
Boas? King cobra.
King cobra.
Oh, the king cobra.
Mm-hmm.
I only knew that because they're always hanging out in this basket.
That's where they hang out.
Well, they call them nests when they go into the Okeechobee.
But this one builds its nest. See, that's the other difference right there.
Got it.
What city served as the capital of the United States from 1785 to 1790?
Oh, man. Baltimore.
Come on, now.
New York.
New York.
Ah, I was going to say Philly.
I got to be a part of it. Hey. Baltimore, yeah.
I want some lake trout. And burgers to make me sleep.
The three most valuable brand names are Marlboro, Coca-Cola, and what brand of beer?
This is around the world.
Budweiser?
Yes, the king of beers. Very good, Alex.
Sort of. I don't want to go to that kingdom, but yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Oh, let's say hello to Cameron. Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Cameron, sober or not sober?
I was sober a minute ago, but I am currently on team not sober.
All right, Cameron. Our men's room poll, you got to pick one. You going to rock an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
I'm going to have to go with the eye patch, just because I feel like it would be the lowest maintenance. You could probably go to bed in it, and you don't have to change it all the time.
Well, yeah, you don't need it.
But you got to, like, swab your eye, yeah.
I think it's just strictly cosmetic. So
take off the leg, and you don't have to take out the dentures, and you don't have to change, or you have to change the cloth in your bag.
You're a low-maintenance dude. I get it.
Okay, fair enough.
No, you're right. I think the eye patch is so that other people aren't staring at your face, but do you have to clean out your eye socket?
Could I get it? Couldn't you just get it stitched up? Like, shut?
With the eye socket?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
Could
so.
You do one of those X's, like those dolls?
Yeah, I'm going for the scariest look I can with this patch.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
All right, your question. What was Charlie's last name in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Charlie Buckets.
Damn.
Charlie Buckets?
Yeah.
You know what his middle name is?
Getz.
Yeah, that's right. He was a little more hood than they let on.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Dude, he played in the ABA.
That's why we never
heard of him. Right. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Steve, you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Welcome to the show, Steve. All right, our Big Dummy men's room poll. You got to pick one. You're going to rock an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
I'm going to go with the eye patch.
Man, eye patch. Killing it today. Never thought that would happen.
And the reason is so I can put my favorite band logos on the eye patch so I can represent their band.
Wait, to do what now? Say that again.
So I can the eye patch, I will put my favorite band's logo on the eye patch.
Ah, I see.
Okay. Who's your favorite band? Third Eye Blind?
Hell no. Metallica.
Blind
no.
Faith? Blind Melon.
Blind Melon.
All right, your question.
Snowblind.
In The Great Escape, what were the names of the three tunnels?
I have no idea. Pass.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Was that where that came from?
I believe so.
All right. I never knew the origin of that.
Or maybe they used that because it was already a thing. I don't know. Either way.
Every time, Dick and Harry, you get one of those.
The average person spends 3 years of their life where? Or doing what?
3 years?
Of their life, yeah.
On the toilet?
Oh, Nice.
All right, Steve. Know y'all come out. Very good.
So I guess if the average life expectancy is, well, say around 75, mean difference between men and women. 3 years of that. That doesn't seem like a whole lot of time.
With a colostomy bag, you get your life back.
There,
the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Oh. Hello, Kara. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Kara, are you sober or not sober?
Well, if I were sober, I wouldn't really be able to... Well, if I were drunk, I wouldn't really be able to call this number.
I'm going to say drunk.
All right, Kara. I'll trust you. Men's room poll, you got to pick one. Are you going to rock an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
Colostomy bag. I've never tried that.
Okay, me neither.
Never tried. You know,
good.
Hey,
that's
man,
good.
Put it on the bucket list.
That's right.
And the climb out Everest where a colostomy bag
probably would work out there.
Actually, that would be the place. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question: which knight wrote the Sherlock Holmes stories? Good start.
I have absolutely no clue on that one.
You've heard of this person.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle?
Bam! Ted got it.
Nice work.
Not to be confused with Sir Arthur Conan the Barbarian. What year did the...
Sorry.
And what year did the Titanic sink?
Sorry, God.
Man, we got phoned on.
She is pissed.
What happened there? All right.
I couldn't help it.
What did you say exactly?
She just kind of made a noise, and I just kind of mimicked it in a mean way.
All right.
Like a whale.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Right at the moment, I'm sober.
All right, Jerry, welcome to the show. Men's room poll. You got to rock one of these for the rest of your life. Will it be an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or are you going to go toothless?
Well, I have to wear an eye patch because I'm a cyclops.
I'm sorry, what's that now?
I said I have to take the eye patch because I'm a cyclops.
So you just go blind?
Yeah, well, I got one eye.
What happened to the other eye?
I put a fingernail file through it when I was 3 years old.
Jeez. Oh, no way. Okay.
Yeah, so you would still, all the way through it.
You would still go eye patch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been thinking about just wearing one all the time.
What do you have there now with the eye that doesn't work?
A fingernail file.
Let's see, it's my real eye, but the doc had to take the eyeball out, sew the back side up, sew the front side up, refill it.
Okay, so it is still your eye?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all
right. Does it look crazy?
Yeah, it does. It ticks over to the side, and because the sun, I don't feel the sun hitting it, it kind of got milky white. And then when I... look at people, I can actually move the one eye over to the center and stare at them.
Jerry, are you available for parties?
Oh, definitely.
You want everyone out of your house by 11. Jerry comes in at like 10:55.
Last call.
A little bit inebriated. Oh, God.
We don't play closing time. Jerry just comes in and stares you down until you pay your goddamn bill.
You got 5 minutes to finish that.
Let's see if I can do just as good on this as I did on... the other one.
Okay. Good luck.
Unfortunately for you, it's an eye exam. All right.
Okay, good. Right.
Here is your question. What did Steven Spielberg name the mechanical shark used in the movie Jaws?
Ooh.
Actually, they paid tribute to it in Finding Nemo.
Drawing a blank.
Is it Brutus or something like that?
Bruce. Yeah, if you watch Finding Nemo, that big-ass great white shark.
Yeah. Oh, my name's Bruce.
Yeah, direct tribute to Steven Spielberg. All right, what pop singer was the first on Twitter to get 20 million followers?
That is that girl.
It is a female.
I'm seeing her face, and I just cannot think of her name.
Apparently, she's seeing your face if she goes to, if you go to one of her concerts.
Yes, she'll remember you.
Yes, she will.
Here's the seat 7A, section 4, row J. Yes. I guess, you know, it's Taylor one of Swift. Two. Not Taylor
Lady
Swift.
Gaga. It's not Taylor Swift.
So it's Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, the first three, okay. 20 million.
For whatever Lady reason, Gaga. I thought Selena Gomez would have been the other one.
I don't know that they were that big. They were like children, right? It was 2011, so Selena Gomez would have been.
All right, fair enough. All right, question three, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. A man by the name of Marion Michael Morrison. That's the real name of what legendary actor? He's no longer alive.
Well, little lady, let me tell you, that'd be John Wayne.
All right.
You got it.
Nice job. Too easy. Jerry, very good. Right in the wheelhouse.
Ooh. Game is, what happened?
He's got a milky eye, man. He can move that bitch. Mm-hmm. Just think how crazy. If you don't know that, man, and that dude's looking at you and you see that milky, like, that's the side of him that's dead. You know, because the only time you see that, like, is in horror movies, Haunting of Hill House, S like that.
Could I have a glass of milk?
And they're never friendly. Got milk? And have his eyes shift around.
Milk does a body good.
Can't you see?
They're not selling any milk. These commercials are killing us.
By the way, so somebody said, they sent in a comment. I figured I'll address it. They just said, you guys repeating questions? Very possibly, man. Listen, in the years we've been doing this, and I'm not kidding, in the office, there are thousands of questions that we have gone through.
Plus, this show's
there's a good chance that some of these are going to happen again. Here's the messed up part. You remember, I don't.
I don't either.
So good looking out. But yeah, there's a good chance some of these questions have been asked before.
So we're still missing them twice. Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Leah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Hola, dinosaurs.
Hola, dinosaurs.
Leah, are you only the finest cutleries. Leah, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. Welcome to the show, Leah. Okay, I'm curious where you're going to go here on our men's room poll. You got to pick one. Are you going to rock an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
Well, those are some dynamite options. I guess I'll go peg leg.
Peg leg. All right, sweet.
Yeah.
Peg, come back to me. All right, here's the first question. It's multiple choice.
Yeah, leave the leg on. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, leave the leg we'll leave the leg on for you.
Oh, baby.
I grab it like a handle. Poland, Germany, or Norway? Which one of these is the only country that ever made skateboarding illegal? It was banned from 1978 to 1989.
Oh, geez. You cut out when you were reading the choices. Can you tell me the choices again?
Man.
Sorry.
You got it wrong. That's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Poland, Germany, or Norway? Which one of these countries made skateboarding illegal?
I'll say Germany.
Norway?
Nine! It is the back Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. I'm going to read some of these comments about whether... Never mind. About $800 million worth of what are stolen from stores worldwide every year?
$800 million?
$800 million worth of this particular thing.
There are 20 in my neighborhood right now.
And it's one item?
Yes.
If there's 20 of them in Miles' neighborhood, maybe, is it needles?
Bras?
Ted, I'll give you a hint. If you go to Preakness in Baltimore during the Triple Crown.
Oh, shopping carts.
You got it. That's it. Shopping carts.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, think about that. $800 million worth of shopping. How much would one shopping cart, what do you think that's worth?
I don't know.
$100?
I told you the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Before they went plastic, okay?
Uh-huh.
There is, there was one area where a few homeless guys would hang out.
Yeah.
And it was on the canal. And they would go fishing for salmon as the salmon were coming up the river, right?
Sure.
They had stolen a shopping cart when they were still metal from the Fred Meyer and turned it on its side, started the fire on the inside, so they had this huge grill, basically, to cook their salmon.
See, that's
like,
thinking.
I would walk my dog and be like, oh, man, someone's hooking up some salmon. This guy's like, hey, man, you need to buy it, man. We got beers, man.
Shopping cart salmon.
Yeah, it's awesome. Looked really good. Like, they put the
that's
whole
pretty
damn,
brilliant.
They put the whole damn fish on it.
And now they're plastic and you can't do it.
I can't do it anymore.
You know what, man? Years ago, I'm in the Bahamas, right? And one of the first things I do is score weed. Nothing to smoke it from, so I kind of make myself a bowl. In the end, all I need is a screen, right? I just need a screen, so I'm like, ha-ha, I will take it from the sink faucet in the bathroom. It took me about 45 minutes to get this thing out. Like, it just would not come out. But finally, I get it out. Goddamn plastic screen.
Mm-hmm.
I was so pissed. I was so mad.
R.O. Mike Hawk says the shopping cart price averages at $80.
That's ridiculous.
That seems insane. One shopping cart costs $80.
Don't think about it, man. I mean, well, now, especially the plastic ones.
I really like the shorties. You know what I'm talking about?
With the little,
Yeah, not the big one, but the shorty.
Yeah, but it depends where you're going. Like, that never suits me at Target. Like, you might grab a small one at Target, and you don't leave Target
That's
with nothing.
That's $30.
What's
the short
that?
One.
The shorty?
Short. The shorty's great. Right.
Shorty's good for me.
I was going to say, for me and you, right, that thing's ideal.
So a shopping cart is $80.
That's why Bubbles kept collecting them and selling them.
Ah. All right, here's the question. True or false? The New Mexico State Senate passed a bill in the 1990s that required psychologists to wear wizard hats when they testified in court.
I want that to be true so bad.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah!
I want you to keep in mind. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Happy Kwanzaa to you and yours.
All right,
Leah.
The 1990s.
They snuck it in and they missed it.
I know.
Idea, but it's still pretty funny.
Oh, all right. So it was done on
purpose. Have a good time with government. Might as well have a little fun with it, right? Big Dummy is the game. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLAMORA. Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Do we have a new contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Chase. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Chase, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober, for sure.
All right, Chase, welcome to the show. Okay, Chase, men's room poll. You got to pick one. For the rest of your life, will you rock an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
I got to go with peg leg, man.
Peg leg. All right, here comes peg leg.
My peg leg.
Because it's the only disability you can use as a weapon in a fight.
Okay, that's a strong reason. There you go. All right, here is your question. Let's see. You got a 50-50 shot of this. Are there more trees on Earth or more stars in the Milky Way galaxy?
It's got to be stars, man.
Oh, that's a shot.
Really? And the galaxy, not the universe, all right? So there are approximately 3.4 trillion trees on this planet. Think about that. 3.4 trillion trees. There's anywhere from 100 to 400 billion stars.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay. Don't worry. I got that one wrong myself. But let's think with space. In 1972, America's sixth and final moon mission, Apollo what, took off from Cape Canaveral, Florida?
Apollo 11.
Three.
Really?
Apollo 11. No, Apollo 11 was the first manned mission to the moon where we actually landed. Apollo 17 is the final one that landed.
They should have had Apollo Creed before it's all over.
Yes, the Apollo Creed, first black man in space. That's how it works.
Dang.
All right, your question. Who was the host of TV's Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, God. Never watched that, for sure.
I can
you know
see them.
Yeah, I can too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show.
Yeah. I've never watched that show.
Yeah, it's old.
Even
but
if you see
it
in repeats, just this guy makes everything dramatic.
Is it the same guy from To Catch a Predator?
No.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say it, Ryan Seacrest.
Was it Robert Hatch or something?
Robert Stack.
Okay.
Damn, I never would have got that.
Your question. Who was the captain of the Nautilus in the story 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
I read that book a long time ago.
I didn't
probably
even
like
read it.
It's not Ahab, is it? It's not Captain Ahab. Oh, no, that's Moby Dick.
Nah, he was Moby Dick.
It's Moby Dick, yeah.
This would be Captain Nemo.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Again.
Okay.
Chase, you're on question five.
Chase, your question. What word that starts with the letter S comes before the word vest, beans, or quartet?
Can you repeat that?
What word that starts with the letter S is sometimes used before the word vest, beans, or quartet?
Okay.
When you hear it, you'll smack your forehead and say, ah, yeah, of course.
Starts with the letter S and it comes before best, beans, and quartet?
Yes, on occasion, sure.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Bait.
These beans.
Strings.
Yes, strings. There you go.
Oh.
Uh-huh. All right, the two family names in Romeo and Juliet were Montague and what?
Capulet.
Yeah. All right, Chase. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Alicia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola, hola. Alicia, sober, not sober. We're doing good. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Alicia, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team definitely not sober at this hour.
This hour. Okay.
They are Alicia, not sober.
Men's room poll, pick one. Will it be an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or are you going to go toothless?
I'm going to have to go peg leg.
Peg leg. All right.
All right. All right.
Okay. Here comes peg leg.
All right. All right.
The guy back there is hoping you'd say toothless. I'm just letting you know.
All right.
I can just read his mind from here. You know.
I know, right?
He's very disappointed right now. All right. Here is your question. What is the only rock that people eat? And no, it is not Pop Rocks.
The only rock that people eat?
Rock!
I don't know. Salt? Rock salt?
You got it.
Nice.
Now you have to turn down your radio. You're all right.
Right?
Okay, Jesus Christ, man.
They were fired up.
Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Hola. Yeah, I was listening in the back there. I was like, what is going on?
At this hour?
Of course we're here.
At this hour.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
We haven't even done the show of the day.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Chris, you sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Chris. Welcome to the show. Okay. Our men's room poll, you got to pick one. Are you going to rock an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
I think I'm going to have to do peg leg.
Man, out of nowhere comes the peg leg.
All right, here is your question. What part of the body do crickets listen with? Part of the body.
Their legs.
They do everything else. Well, then why not?
Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, it's their knees, but I'll give it to them.
And that's how they make their noise.
Yeah, I know, they make the noise, you know, but I mean, hell, I've walked many people. You can hear them clicking.
But I never thought they
could hear it.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. More of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. And stay tuned. The head chef coming up, Tins Meat Potatoes, has 10 traditional Christmas foods from around the world.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.